I canceled a date with a guy, or a dinner date with a guy, whatever it is, for this weekend, and I told him why. You can see the conversation on our Facebook page, facebook.com/PetchNamie. And we're asking, are you honest when canceling a date? You can tweet at PetchNamie or 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, you go 97.7. Who's this?
Jen.
Jen, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Well, if he's only in the area for a short period of time, why would you want to Snapchat with him anyway?
He is.
That's a good question, Jen. Put her on the spot. I like that.
He lives in, he's from this area and lives in South Jersey now. But he does some traveling, I guess, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Mm-mm. That's too shady. Whole second family,
A second family. I don't think that's the case, but, I mean, I don't know, but... He seemed offended or insulted that I said I'm not interested in dating him because he's really into the bar scene or drinking. This is all I can tell from his Snapchat. But Snapchat is the only way I know this man. So am I not to judge you off of how I know you?
Exactly. And no offense. All right. Jim, I'm over my 30s, you're over your 30s.
Would you have lied?
That scene passed a long time ago. That was like, nobody's in the bar scene anymore unless you're like underage or in your 20s.
Yeah. Jen, would you have lied to him and came up with a reason to make it just like, to sugarcoat it? Or would you have been honest?
I would have been honest just like you are.
See, that's my girl. All right. Thanks for checking in, Jen. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, you go 97.7. Who's this?
This is Cora.
Hey, Cora, what's going on?
Well, me and my husband, we have an open relationship.
Ooh.
He went out on a date with this girl. I went out on a date with this guy. I ended up going home early because as soon as I get there, that he immediately started going, well, I did this, I do that, this is what I do now. And I'm just like, is that supposed to impress me? He goes, well, yeah, it impressed both girls.
Let's talk more about your open relationship.
Yeah.
So when you're on, I'll kill somebody. I'm like, you're going to go, where?
Yeah, let's break this down a little bit.
When you're, Cora, you first had the open relationship conversation, was that something you both went into before you even got married that you knew was on the table?
No, actually. We actually started discussing it because by nature, I am a very outgoing and open person. I never saw myself as flirty until my husband said, you know, you're awfully flirty with that guy. And I was like, am I really? I'm so sorry. Do you want me to stop? He goes, no, you can be flirty with him if I can be flirty with her. And then the more we talked about it, the more we were like, because we had only been each other's, we're high school sweethearts. We married straight out of high school. We've only had each other.
Yeah.
So we were like, well, let's get out there and experience a little more.
Do you feel like it makes you appreciate each other more, or that it strengthens your relationship because you know that it's not a relationship you're trapped in?
It strengthens our relationship because honestly, if one of us goes out and has a bad date, then we can come home and immediately be with our best friend who we know absolutely loves each other and would literally give an arm for.
Wow. And you know what? An open relationship, is your family aware and stuff? Do they think it's weird?
I do not talk with my side of the family because, well, to them, I did a very bad thing. I married below my status. I married a half Mexican.
Girl, women always downgrade. That's just what you have to do.
No. According to my family, I have married the scum of the earth because I married someone who was outside of my race.
Oh.
Most of my family from, you know, Tennessee, Deep South, that's the way they were raised. My grandmother never respected any black person until she came to Delaware.
Cora, are you're white?
Yes, I am.
You see a lot of interracial couples now, and I think I will never ever judge somebody based off their skin color.
No.
There are plenty of things for me to judge you on. Your skin color is not one of them.
Listen, there's good and bad in everybody. It doesn't matter what kind of color your skin
is. Petch is white as can be, and I can't stand him.
That's okay. If I told my family that I was going to be dating Petch, again, I am outside of my status quo because Petch is British.
Oh, because he's a foreigner. All right,
exactly.
Cora, we got to roll. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually leaving Harrington to head to Bridgeville to go drop my son off for school.
Well, thank you for checking in. You call back anytime, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right,
call
bye.
Me if you have any questions, Amy. I'm more than happy to tell you about that.
Yeah. Hey, wait, how tall is your husband? Maybe I'll date him. I know he'll be busy. I like that.
You'll be happy with him. Trust me.
Goodbye. That's weird.
That's all right, though. That might work just well.
I have
so many about weekends.
Yeah, I have so many questions about that. I don't know. Unless you've been in that situation, I don't know. You'd be like, I could never be into that. Maybe if, you know, first of all, if it works, it works for you. But wonder what it's like to be the outside person who's dating somebody who's married in an open relationship. How do you introduce that to people? Like, hey, listen, I'm actually married, but we're all cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I have to get them Christmas presents?
Not to celebrate birthdays?
How involved do I have to be with the whole... Like, they have a lot of questions about this.
Do I have to talk about feelings?
I know. Are we all going to have sit-downs? Do we all have relationship nights where none of us gets any?
Yeah, that's no
you
fun.
You can tweet at Petch Name here, 424-1234. Be part of the show.